It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're good on this Wednesday, August 28th. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is coming to you live from New York City. And with our powers combined, we're just two guys doing a radio show. We'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And we've had a busy show. Of course, it's Wednesday. I just shared with you a new top six list. We took a look at some of the top six college football teams for this upcoming season. Man, we got the Colorado, the Buffaloes are playing tomorrow. How about this? In about 20 minutes, we're going to be joined by Mark Kisla from the Denver Gazette to talk all things Colorado Buffaloes. Are they going to be better than the 4-8 last year? Are they going to be hot like last year and then end up slow? Is Deion going to ban anybody else? And what about Shador and the offensive line and Travis Hunter and the deep? We can go on and on. Mark Kisla is going to join us. Thank you so much to Mike Sando. He published that great survey from The Athletic, published the results about the quarterbacks that executives and coaches really love in the NFL. And Mike Sando had a chance to come join us and talk about it. Thank you so much to Mike Sando. If you missed any of the show, the top six, the interview with Mike Sando, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Let me remind you again, it is free. Free 99. It costs you not a damn thing. Thank you to everybody tuned in live and local on their Infinity Sports Radio affiliate, wherever they live. Shout out to all the Uber drivers, delivery drivers, people making the economy go through and people making that money. Thank you so much. If you're on Sirius XM 158, I appreciate you. That means you have money or you're on the free trial. And also thank you to people listening on a smart speaker. If you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227 is the number. If you use the internet, you can find me there. I am all over the place. I am at JR Sport Brief. Hickey, you know, well, first of all, I got a few answers because this is what the internet is for. Thank you so much to Bella in New York City. You know, earlier in the show, we were trying to figure out what the hell that Halloween person thing was. Remember that?
Yes.
Thank you to Bella in New York. It's Heidi Klum.
Okay.
That's who it is. Let's see. What's this lady's name? Yeah, Bella B. Thank you, Bella B. She said Heidi Klum. She's the one who spends a fortune, and I think she can afford it for Halloween. Also, Hickey, there's a guy who hit me up. He saw me on the internet, and he's just like, hey, I thought you would look like Gus Johnson. I said, what? I was like, I don't even know. What the hell does that mean?
55-year-old man?
Yeah, he's about 20 years older than me. Yeah, well, I'm supposed to look like Gus Johnson? Hell is it? I don't know. I like Gus Johnson, but whatever. 855-212-4227. Feel free to send your interesting internet comments to me at JR Sport Brief. Speaking of interesting comments, we heard some interesting comments today because Mike Tomlin spoke to the media. And he decided to share the news that we've all been waiting for, that he has named a starting quarterback and that man's name is Russell Wilson. Mike Tomlin says it wasn't just the preseason because we didn't really see him in the preseason. But the practices, they were good enough for Mike Tomlin.
A lot of work got done in the practice setting. You guys come to our practices. They're intense and they're intense by design because we got to know. I hate speculation. It's a football-like environment. We try to make it as football-like as we can, and I saw enough to be comfortable, certainly.
A football-like practice environment. Put on the pads and hit people. Man, that's how you should practice, right? Practice makes perfect. Russell Wilson knows practice makes perfect. He's excited to be the quarterback. Of course he is.
I'm super excited to be, here. Obviously, I came here to help us win. That's the focus. And I think, just the best part is how hard we've all worked every day from all the way from OTAs to Latrobe, and obviously we got a great season ahead of us, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, everybody's excited except Justin Fields. Hickey, he didn't talk to the media, did he, huh?
I wonder why.
Second place guy doesn't want to talk to the media.
Hey, Justin, how do you feel?
Oh, man. Who was that? They were up in Colorado, right? Zach Wilson was happy to be named quarterback, too. He was happy for Bo Nix. And then they went and asked Stidham, and he was just like, I'm disappointed. Like, whoa, what a way to have sour grapes. What a great teammate you are, right? That's tough. And you know what? Speaking of Zach Wilson, he made the team, and Stidham is on the team, and Bo Nix is on the team. He's the starter. Everybody is so excited about Zach Wilson. I mean, George Payton, the general manager. Yeah, the coach is Sean Payton, and the other one is George Payton, spelled differently. George Payton says Zach Wilson can be a successful NFL starter, I guess because he's not on the Jets anymore.
No doubt. I mean, he has starter tools all over, and it's been pretty cool just watch them. Really no expectations. He can just go out there and play football, and he has all the traits. He has all the starting traits in the world. He's still working through some things. You can see it. You can see the really good last week in the game. He can throw it as good as anyone in the league. I mentioned before, he's smart. He's a great kid. He has starter traits all over. I do think he'll be a starter in this league.
Wow. Let's just blame the Jets. Poor guy came over from BYU, was selected number 2 overall, and the Jets screwed him up. They kind of did. Didn't give him help. He's on the Jets. Doesn't necessarily work out for people on the Jets. I think we know that by now. It's tough to make that transition over from college. And speaking of college, I just gave you a top 6 list. If you missed it last hour, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. The top of my heap. Let me rephrase that. My top 6 list, I gave you Texas, number 5, Notre Dame, number 4, Oregon, number 3, Alabama, number 2, Georgia, number 1, The Ohio State University. And for people asking me about why no Ole Miss, let me know when Ole Miss wins a game that matters. I'm just saying. Hickey, what do you think? Is there a team that I omitted?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, damn.
I think all 6 you nailed, and I was trying hard to think. Ole Miss came to the brain. I mean, teams like Penn State come to mind.
Oh, that's the next tier. That's the next.
That's what I'm saying. I was thinking about it. I'm like, can I really make a case for any of these teams? And I couldn't. There is maybe a wild card, we'll say.
Okay.
But I think if you say right now, hey, these 6 teams you listed are not winning the national title this year, who's winning it? I think a wild card that could be in the conversation is Miami.
The Canes?
I'm intrigued by them this year, big time. I don't trust their head coach in Mario Cristobal, not at all. But I like their quarterback in Cam Ward. They got a really good running back in Damian Martinez. They have good receivers, good offensive line. They have talent.
Damn.
And they should get a bye by winning the ACC, so one less playoff game.
You don't believe in Clemson? No?
I don't.
Those days are over?
I mean, I think they'll be good. Like, I think Clemson will be in the ACC title game. Like, they could go 9-3, 10-2. I think Miami's better.
Florida State ass too, damn.
Yeah, well, DJU showed you right there, right away.
Well, maybe that's going to be his worst game of the whole season. No,
it is possible, but that schedule for Florida State does not get any easier. If you can't beat Georgia Tech, no disrespect to your neighbor.
Yeah.
Good luck trying to beat Clemson, Notre Dame on the road, woof, Miami on the road.
Now,
tough games.
I like the Bulldogs, and I might be I can be at Georgia Tech in 5 minutes. Hickey, you know I've never been inside that place.
Really? Was it Bobby Dodd?
Yeah, they're not good.
Wow.
That's why. Until last year, they got better, and now maybe this year on a Saturday, I'll just walk over. I can literally walk over there for a game.
That is pretty cool. I mean, the backdrop is one of the best in college football. It is very cool.
It is smack dab in the middle of the city. It's just in the middle of the city. And Turner Broadcasting is across the street, home of the NBA show that we don't know what's going to happen in another year.
Interesting. So I guess there's no tailgating then, right?
Like,
how does that work if you're in the middle of it? Like, there's no parking.
There is no massive parking. Well, I told you I never went to a game over there, but I can tell you this. There ain't no space for no tailgate, man. But this is Tech. Do you understand everybody over there is smart?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
They're not killing their brain cells like me. And we have enough local street. Let me tell you, man, there's a lot of bars around here, okay? There's a lot of places for people to get lit and twisted if they want. But these are geniuses. These are people building your next, I don't know, what does a technical engineer build? I don't know. I don't build anything.
Bridges?
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Look at you. You're a genius, too.
That's a complete guess.
I don't know how to build anything but a sports show. Congratulations, all them smart people at Georgia Tech. And speaking of them, yeah, they ain't, I don't think Miami is winning. That'd be an interesting wild card, though, Hickey. And Tech isn't winning anything. And I know we're going to have this conversation in a few minutes with Mark Kisler. Colorado's not winning anything either. They're going to ban me. Not that I would go or want to go. I do love Boulder, Colorado. It is so beautiful up there. But they ain't winning nothing. Like, the most intriguing thing about Colorado are all the storylines surrounding the school. Is Dion going to stick around after this year? He said he's going to stay in college. He didn't specify it would be with Colorado. Shedeur Sanders, is he going to make it through the year? Is the offensive line improved? Are they going to be in shootouts every game? Travis Hunter, what's his usage look like? What does his future look like in the NFL? We've got a lot. I mean, even Dion chimed in about Travis Hunter. Dion Sanders just said, an NFL team should take him and put him where they need him, whether it be offense or defense, and then they should have a package for whatever the other one is. So if he's a defender primarily, you got to have an offensive package for him to run out there all the time. I mean, the man is not going to play every single snap in the NFL. Impossible. Can't play every snap on offense and defense and special teams. Now, does that man have a different motor? He does. That ain't happening in the NFL. And Travis Hunter says he wants to do it. He says he's been doing this since he was 4. Well, man, the competition gets a little stiffer, buddy. I think you need to pay attention to that. A matter of fact, Charles Johnson helped them win a championship, the only one. He was chatted up with CBS News Colorado. Charles Johnson said Travis Hunter is the best football player in the country.
I expect him to be one of the Heisman finalists, if not the Heisman Trophy winner. I think this kid is so talented. What I really love about him, in his core, I watch him around his players. I watch how he talks about his players publicly. I watch how he engages his players in the locker room privately. He's exactly what you want in a quarterback. He's 100% the real deal, and I expect nothing but big things. I will also tell you this, the best player in the country plays for the University of Colorado. I've never seen anything quite like Travis Hunter.
Oh, man, I love this. Hickey, this is another element I like. Not only do we have a little bit more parity once we get outside of whatever the hell happens with Ohio State and Georgia, the fact that there's a lot of variety when it comes to, like, who the best player is, who's going to be selected number one in the draft, who's the best offensive player, who's the best quarterback, who's the best defender, is it? Who's the guy number one? Is it Pierce? Is it going to be Beck? Is it going to be Hunter? Where does Shedeur fall? There's a lot. This part makes it fun. But some of these blowouts and stuff I could pass on.
Right. Especially week one, I think we will see many a blowout. But you're right. Like, it does feel like this year, maybe more than ever, there is talent that's spread out. Where you just listed categories or players where there's really no team that could boast more than one. You know, like, not, you know, a team can't say we have the best defender and the best quarterback, or the best quarterback and the best receiver, or the best receiver and the best running back. Like, it feels like every one of those categories, whether it's Heisman, best position, etc., it feels like every team has claimed to one of those guys. There's no two or three categories hogged up by one team like we've seen in the past.
Maybe this wild, wild west of college football will be for the benefit. Maybe being able to tune in and not know. I mean, there was a point in time where it was just like, here we go, Alabama again. And that kind of sucks the life out of everything. And now that we have a little bit more parity, and yeah, Georgia came out on top, and then Alabama beat them again last year. Parity is good. I like parity. I know one team that's not going to do all that great. Michigan. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. They're not. And Hickey, if they have a great year, watch everybody. Just all the M's will be out, but I don't think so. I doubt it.
Oh, they'll be out in full. If we're talking about a 10-2, 11-1, 12-0 team, they'll be even more insufferable than they were last year.
Yeah, we won't hear the end of it. Even they'll bring Harbaugh. Harbaugh will actually have time to come out and be honorary captain then if they actually turn things around. You know, he's like, I don't got time now. They're trying to get me. But if y'all actually do good, I'll be back.
Is he afraid he's going to get served or something when he goes to the game?
They're gonna reverse punishment. I don't. How do you do that, right? We're going to punish you even though we have no jurisdiction over you anymore. 20 lashes before you leave from the NCAA. What a joke that investigation is. But it appears that they did cheat. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take a deeper dive into Colorado. How have they adjusted? What does their future look like? What does their present look like? They get started tomorrow against North Dakota State. We'll talk to Mark Kisler from the Denver Gazette on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Week zero of the college football season is done. It's over. It's a wrap. It's been a wrap. And now we get ready for week one. We got some blowouts coming over the weekend. And man, we've already had some fireworks. It seems to be that things are already hot in Boulder, Colorado with the Buffaloes. A lot of questions surrounding what the season will look like, what the year will look like at the end of the season, what they might finish with, how they utilize the offense. Can the quarterback stay upright? A lot of questions. And joining us right now is Mark Kisler, who follows and knows everything about these Buffaloes, covering them with the Denver Gazette. And thank you, Mark. Appreciate the time.
No problem. How are you doing?
I got not a complaint in the world. Now,
good.
We know that Colorado generates a lot of attention. Unfortunately, yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of it isn't necessarily on the football field. What can you tell us about what's going to be different or what might be different from what we saw last year where they started off hot and then, as we know, finished cold?
Well, the offensive line is going to be considerably different, and it better be different, or as Shedeur Sanders, who is the quarterback and is Deion's son, might get broken in two. I happen to think that Shedeur is a very, very talented player. He's a legit top 10, if not top 5 draft pick. But you can't be a quarterback that's a Heisman candidate if you can't stand upright. And last year he couldn't. And by the end of the season he was hurt. So Deion, as is Deion's want, toward the end of last season, basically said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get rid of all these guys. And I'm going to bring in some new offensive linemen. And he didn't get rid of all of them, but it's totally reshaped offensive line. Deion did, you know, again, amid much fanfare, he brought in a lot of talented skill position players. But the Buffs last year couldn't block or tackle particularly well, especially block. And for them to be a bowl team or a contender of any sort as a new member of the Big 12, they've got to do the football nuts and bolts much better than they did a year ago.
Mark Kisler is joining us from the Denver Gazette. When you take a look, you mentioned the transfers. It's like we got a record transfer. He got tons of transfers when he first showed up. He had that famous line about bringing in his own luggage and it was going to be Louis. Yeah. He switched things up again. Is there any chance that there will be enough continuity for them to have success? It seems when you slap everybody together, you can't really grow a team.
I think you hit right on it. There's two things. The cohesion of everybody new. And if you're going to bring in a new offensive line, how long does that take to gel? And I think even more important than the cohesion on the football field is, where is the real brotherhood here? I mean, NFL teams try to pretend to be family, and you can hold the family together until free agency comes around at the NFL level. But if, in essence, Colorado is a free agency team top to bottom, and when things go badly for a quarter or a half or a month. You can feel like a team when you're winning, but when you're losing, it's real easy if you're not truly teammates to be all about yourself rather than correcting the problem.
Well, Mark, we certainly heard the comments from some of his past members who pretty much said, you know what, I didn't want to be a part of it anymore because of the atmosphere there. And it's a circus and not just football. We most recently we've heard the back and forth with Dion and reporters and Sean Keeler, you know, getting banned. Has football, at least locally, has the actual football taken a back seat to just a circus? Do people talk about the football? Is it all Dion all the time?
Okay. First, I got to warn you. I used to work with Sean Keeler, and one of the words that Dion didn't like Sean Keeler using was circus. So I don't want to get you banned too, man.
Oh, well, listen, I ain't worried about it. Go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, I ain't worried about it either. Dion loves the noise. He embraces the noise. He creates the noise. And if nothing else, this back and forth with reporters at Media Day was part of Dion's noise. I think he enjoys it. And is that the best way to build a football program? I don't know about that, but it's the best way to get clicks, that's for sure.
Well, if it's all about the money, then that certainly might be the case. So let me ask you this. What do you expect, given all the new faces that are in, knowing that Shador is back, Travis Hunter, he says he wants to win the Heisman. He very well might, depending on what he does on the football field. What do you expect from this team by the time we get to December? Are we looking at a similar record, or are we looking at a marked improvement? Or are they the same thing with just a different version?
I think everything is on the table, to tell you the truth, because I don't know how good this offensive line is going to be. I'll be perfectly honest with you. Should it be better? It almost has to be better. But you mentioned it. Shador Sanders and Travis Hunter, they're both legit top 10 draft picks. I don't think I'm a guy from Colorado telling you that. I think almost any NFL scout would tell you exactly the same thing. So their talent at two very important positions is as good or better than any team in the country. I'm not sure there's a football team in America that has two offensive players as talented as Shador and Travis in tandem, and Shador throws it up and Travis goes and gets it. So they should be able to score points provided Shador doesn't get broken in two. And I think it's a large range. I know it sounds like a cop out, but I think they could win four or five, and they could win eight or nine.
Wow.
So it will be very intriguing. Their opener is Thursday against North Dakota State at home. North Dakota State isn't quite the FCS powerhouse it's been in the last 5 to 10 years, but it's still not your ideal opening game opponent because North Dakota State has talent. And that is an absolute must-win game for the Buffs. If they lose that one at home, then you can forget it. 7, 8, 9 victories. So they have to win the opener, and then we'll go from there.
And that game takes place tomorrow, Buffaloes and North Dakota State. What do you think happens at the end of the season? We talked about this yesterday. We paid very close attention. Dion was asked about his future. He says, yeah, when Shador and Travis are gone, I'm not going anywhere. I still plan on doing this college thing. He didn't specify Colorado. What do you think happens? Is he going to stick around to rebuild? Is he still sexy enough to just bring in more recruits and start over? Is he going for bigger waters? What do you say?
Okay, we talked about the range of wins, or at least I talked about it. If he wins 4 or 5 and Shador leaves, his other son Shiloh, who plays in the defensive backfield, leaves, maybe Dion decides, you know what, coaching college football isn't as fun and rewarding as I thought it was going to be. So maybe he takes a year off and goes watch Shadur play on Sunday. On the other hand, if he wins 7, 8, 9 games, he thinks, you know what? I told everybody I was going to be a great college football coach. I am a great college football coach. I love coaching college football, so why not stay at Colorado? Why not? Because if he wins 8 or 9 and he goes from a one-win program to an 8 or 9 win program in 2 years, then some Power Four school is going to come knocking, I almost guarantee it, and say, I hate to use this term, bring the circus here, Deion, because you've shown you can win, and you've certainly shown you can draw attention.
Mark Hisley here from the Denver Gazette. When you think about the donors, the alums, folks with the money, and then even the students, how do people feel about the program and what has already been a wild year and a half?
I think the one thing you can give Deion credit for, and I've lived and worked in Colorado for 40 years now, so I've been around. And Boulder, Colorado, is a beautiful city.
It is.
But it's also pretty lily white. And Deion, at the beginning of his press conference this past Saturday, made note of how much what a market increase there's been an enrollment by students of color and young black men. So he's had a cultural influence on Boulder, to be sure. And I think the student body has gone from, there's a football game Saturday, the Buffs are going to lose again, to loving the Deion circus. Now he's got to win this season to keep that circus rolling. But the students like him a lot. And I think the general public looks at him like, well, he's a show, and he's a show man, but is he really a good football coach?
Time will tell. I think this year will be very telling as to what his future will be like in Colorado and as well as coaching. Hey, Mark, thank you for giving us a first-person perspective. Where can people follow you and all of your work with the Denver Gazette?
That's a tough name. It's at Mark Hisla on Twitter or DenverGazette.com. So I've been covering Colorado football and the Broncos and everything else Colorado for a long time. And I will definitely let you know what I think.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, you excited for Bo Nix? You happy about that one?
That's a different topic. Bo Nix is going to be a very competent NFL quarterback. The 60 games at the college level will do him very well. I think as a rookie, he should perform well. But what is his upside? He's 24 years old, and I think that's the key. Will he be a mediocre NFL quarterback? I don't think he'll be a bust. I think he will be a good, competent NFL quarterback. But elite, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, let's see what they build around him. Mark, thank you so much. Enjoy all the football you have coming your way over the next few months.
Thank you, sir.
No doubt about it. Talk to you on down the line. Matt Mark Kisla covers all things Denver sports, the Buffs, the Broncos, for the Denver Gazette. A great chat. Yeah, people love Deion. Now they want him to win. I can imagine, and I can co-sign. Boulder is beautiful. I had a good old time. I didn't see no football out there. I just walked around. It was gorgeous. I love it. And I love you, too. Thank you, Mark. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227 is the number if you want to give me a holler before we roll out. We're going to take a break on the other side. Yeah, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then earlier in the show, we discussed CeeDee Lamb. Finally got his contract. Finally spoke today to the media in Dallas. And I got to tell you about another wide receiver. This guy wants money, too. No, it's not Brandon Ayuk. No resolution there. But this guy showed up to work. He did that yesterday, and today he stopped working. I'll tell you who it is. We'll get ready to roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. What a great interview. Thank you to Mark Kisla for joining us from the Denver Gazette. Gave us everything that we needed to know about Colorado and their game tomorrow against North Dakota State. told us what we need to know about the upcoming season, and damn it, what might happen at the end of the season if things go good or bad. If you missed the chat with Mark Kisla, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and you could hear everything you need to know about the Colorado Buffaloes, Deion Sanders, Travis Hunter. And then also, I mean, we can go a little bit further than that, Shedeur Sanders. It'll be interesting to see what happens. They ain't winning nothing, nothing big per se, but it'll certainly be a hot topic and a hot story. Speaking of a hot story, I did tell you earlier today that CeeDee Lamb finally spoke to the media today after he signed his contract, $34 million per with the Dallas Cowboys. And CeeDee Lamb, he wasted no time in basically telling everybody, Dak needs to be next, but I ain't worried about it.
It's amazing, bro. If you go look at our numbers together, they're at the top of the charts. And I have no doubt that they're going to get a deal done. And we all know that I want Dak here. Jerry wants Dak here, too. So let's just get this under control, kill the speculations. Let's go win.
Okay, all right. Let's just wait. I think the day of the game, and I've said this, Dak will get the deal done. If not, then Jerry got a problem. May not be the first problem he's ever had, but Jerry got a problem. Anyway, he's not the only wide receiver that was a part of news today. Now, Ja'Marr Chase showed up to practice yesterday for the Cincinnati Bengals. His head coach, Zach Taylor, told everybody that he was going to be back at practice, even though he has also been looking for a new contract. And so yesterday he showed up. And today he showed up but didn't practice. He was in street clothes. And so Zach Taylor was walking around with egg on his face. And so the media asked him, like, bruh, you're the one who told us yesterday that Ja'Marr is going to practice here on out. He's going to show up to work and ready to play. Zach Taylor said, oops, I put my foot in my mouth. I spoke too soon. Take a listen to what Zach Taylor said. He said, I ain't worried about nothing.
I think every day is a new day. We'll keep working through it. Not going to make predictions on what tomorrow brings. At the end of the day, Ja'Marr's a great dude. That means a lot to this team. And we'll just continue to take it day to day.
You still expect him to play in the opener?
This is all part of that plan that we've talked about. You know, so this is just the later stages of that plan. But I think it's wise for me just to say we're going to take it day to day and see what tomorrow brings.
Okay, all right. Better off to say nothing. Good job. By the way, these are the Cincinnati Bengals, who, by the way, were the only NFL team to say no to private equity, to say no to teams, I should say, selling a portion of their squad to private equity. What a shock. The cheapest team in the NFL is afraid of the big bad wolf. I think there's only about six private equity companies who are able to buy a portion. Bengals said no. Because Mike Brown is probably afraid. He's afraid of the big bad wolf buying his Bengals. Just run the team, bro. Just run the team. Cheaply. Hickey, I'm going to think again. He is 89 years old.
Oh, Mike Brown?
Yeah.
I think he's 88,
89? 88, 89. Damn. I hear 88, 89. I think about the 80s, not how old this guy. Damn. Wow.
He's up there.
He is. Good for him. Damn. Just turned 89. God bless him.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Many more to him. August 10th,
1935. Wow.
That's the guy running the team. Jerry Jones, you got some catching up to do, bro. Got some catching up. Anyway, speaking of things that took place a long time ago, not his birth. We're going to take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history. Today and all day, it has been August 28th.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Had to give that to you in stereo. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network, and it's time to go back in time. Because on this day, August 28th, in 1994, an 18-year-old named Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods. He went out there and he became the youngest ever to win the U.S. Amateur Golf Tourney. He was 18. Listen to this, courtesy of ESPN.
And that's going to do it. Tripp Keeney has conceded to Tiger Woods. It's over. Tiger Woods is the youngest U.S. amateur champion ever. There's his father, Earl Woods, 20 years in the Army. Did two Vietnam stints as a Green Beret, retired as a lieutenant colonel. Once had a Vietnamese friend and colleague who his friends called Tiger. And he named his son in his honor. He has never seen his comrade since he left Vietnam, but how proud he would be of his namesake here today.
And that was just the start. And now he should just teach his son golf. Teach him how to win. Your days are over. This day in sports history, August 28th. Oh, this is not a good story. This is not good at all. In 2014, you know what happened with Ray Rice in the elevator. Terrible. Domestic violence. Awful. Terrible. Roger Goodell initially suspended Ray Rice for 2 games. And then Roger Goodell, he came out and he admitted, you know what? I screwed up. I got it wrong.
I got it wrong in the handling of the Ray Rice matter. And I'm sorry for that. I got it wrong on a number of levels. From the process that I led to the decision that I reached. But now I will get it right. And do whatever is necessary to accomplish that.
Well, I mean, this guy was released by the Ravens and then he was definitely suspended and his career was done. Now, I will give Ray Rice credit. He has done a tremendous job in the community. He has. In Mount Vernon, in New Rochelle, excuse me. New Rochelle, same thing, next door. Let's move on. August 28th, 2021. Shohei Ohtani played for those miserable Angels. Now he's up the road playing for a better team, the Dodgers. But on this day, Shohei Ohtani, he stole second base. He became the first Angels player to have 20 stolen bases and 40 home runs in a season. This is courtesy of Major League Baseball.
Up and in and running and stealing second base. Is Ohtani showing off the speed, that element of his game as well. He can do it all.
I think that's 20 bags, right? Is that's 40-20?
It is indeed.
Yeah, that was in the fifth inning. How about this? The Angels actually won the game. 10-2 over the Padres. And the Angels actually, they were at home so their fans could see them. Congratulations. Man, if they should have moved the team to Vegas, they should have moved the Angels. Come on. Dodgers got L.A. on lock. You gotta just, how much further south you got to be? Well, the Angels fans would have been okay. Come on now. Leave the A's in the Bay. Anyway, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. And, of course, now we know Shohei Ohtani is in the 40-40 club. It's like, who needs 40-20? I'm better than that crap. Now, 855-212-4227. Trippy is here from Baltimore. Trippy, it's the end of the show. Hit me with the question. Gotta go quick.
Hey, JR, what's going on, my guy? Quick question real quick, man. You know, I'm a Ravens fan. I talked to you 2 weeks ago. I actually followed your Twitter page. I think I was following the wrong one, but I found the right one. But quick question, right? As a Ravens fan, I'm kind of worried about the wide receiver core. Other than Zay Flowers, I'm really not too confident in the other ones. I mean, I like Tylan Wallace, Nelson Aguilar.
Trippy, it is, and I'm towards the end, so I'm going to answer you and let you go. And thank you so much for calling.
My bad. I'll call back tomorrow then. I got you.
Well, thank you, Trippy. I appreciate that. This is what it boils down to. Of course, the wide receiver room isn't a strength. And unfortunately, a lot of it is due to injury. You know, guys like Rashad Bateman, don't even get me started on Nelson Aguilar. Nothing to be excited about there. But the thing about the Ravens is they're just going to run the football down everybody's throat. And if Mark Andrews can come back and be healthy, that will certainly be a boon. They have always been a power rushing team. And now with Derrick Henry, they're going to continue to rush the ball and they're just going to rush the ball down everybody's throat. I'm going to be real interested to see what it looks like with a dual threat because it's not just Lamar Jackson. You got Derrick Henry back there. Now you got to pick your poison, and you're damned if you do, And you're damned if you don't. The Ravens are going to be fun to watch. Now, whether or not they can win this way when the games matter in the wintertime, come January and maybe February, we've been waiting to see that for years. Maybe Derrick Henry can help. Not so sure. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time for me to shut up and get the hell up on out of here. Thank you so much to Mike Sando from The Athletic for joining us. Thank you to Mark Kisla for joining us from the Denver Gazette. Thank you for listening to the top six as we talked about the top six college football teams for 2024. And thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. But thank you to you, because if you ain't here, there is no show. I'll be back with you tomorrow, my last day before the holiday, at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you missed a minute. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Hickey, say hi and bye.
Hello and goodbye.
My man. Thank you, Hickey.